Welcome to Parship House.
During the time of the second Beit HaMikdash, a man named Nachdimon ben Gurion lived in Yerushalayim. He was very wealthy and very generous. And the Jews were coming up to the Beit HaMikdash for a holiday. Because as you know, three times a year on the Shalosh Regalim, on Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, the Jews would all come up to the Beit HaMikdash. And when there were so many people, they needed water to drink. And Nachdimon ben Gurion was worried. How will they have enough water to drink this year? This year there was a drought, so the water is not as plentiful as it generally is. And there are going to be a lot of people coming, and we need to make sure there's water for them. And so Nachdimon ben Gurion went to a Roman officer that he knew who lived on a very, very massive estate. His estate was so big, it had 12 wells of water on it. And Nachdimon ben Gurion went over to this gentleman and said, "Hi, I'd like to rent your 12 wells so that when all the Jews from all around come up to the Beit HaMikdash, they'll have access to water. Does that sound okay to you?" And the man said, "Yeah, that sounds very good to me. However, what happens if it's not replenished when they're all done?" "Oh, I'm going to give you a set date, and by that date, the water will be replenished. Yeah, and if it's not, I will pay you one silver talent, that's a lot of silver, for each of your 12 wells." "Well, how do you know? How do you know that the wells are going to be refilled?" "I know, because I believe in Hashem," Nachdimon said, "and I have emunah that Hashem is going to make sure that these wells will be refilled with water for you." "Okay, it's a deal." And so Jews started coming from all over, walking up to the Beit HaMikdash, and there were lots and lots of them in Yerushalayim, and they were so grateful to be able to drink the water as Nachdimon ben Gurion had arranged for them to do. And they brought their karbanot in the Beit HaMikdash, and when the holiday was over, everybody piled out and left. There still wasn't any fresh rain, no new rain. And so the wells of the Roman officer remained very, very low. "You know," he said to Nachdimon through a messenger that he sent, "the date is coming close. You're going to have to pay me 12 talents of silver if my wells are not filled up again." "Oh, I know," said Nachdimon ben Gurion. "Hashem is going to help. I'm not worried." And then the day arrived that Nachdimon ben Gurion had said that the wells were going to be all filled back up with water. And the messenger came in the morning and said, "My officer sent me to just let you know that today is the day." And Nachdimon said, Oh, I know today's the day, but it's only morning. We have plenty of time left today for the wells to refill with water. Hashem will help us." And the afternoon came, and the officer came back, and he said, "We're getting closer." And he said, "I know, the day isn't over yet. My desire was to help all the people that were coming to Yerushalayim to have enough water. Hashem will take care of business. I'm not worried." And then evening was approaching, and the Roman officer actually went into the bathhouse to take a bath, and he was thinking, "I think I came out with the killing here. I think I came out made out really well. I'm going to be getting 12 silver talents very, very soon." messenger went back to Nakdimon and said, "We're getting there. It's almost time. Get your 12 talents of silver ready." And Nakdimon went into the Beit HaMikdash, wrapped himself in a talit, and davened to Hashem, "Hashem, I asked to rent these 12 wells for the good of your people. That's the only reason I did it. I wanted the Jewish people to have enough water to drink when they came up to the Beit HaMikdash. Please, 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 please help for the wells to be refilled." And suddenly the skies turned gray and dark. And Nakdimon looked up, and the Roman officer was walking out of the bathhouse at the same time heading home. And the skies opened up, and the rain came down so fast, so furious, so full, that the wells, all 12 of them, were overflowing and even higher than they were before. Nakdimon was so grateful to Hashem and looked up and smiled that the rain had come and filled the wells. The Roman officer looked at him and said, "Nakdimon, nuh-uh. The deal was not fulfilled. It's true that the wells are full, but look, it's dark outside. The day is over." Nakdimon turned around, went right back into the Beit HaMikdash and said, "Hashem, please, please help this be fulfilled in the best proper way. Please, I care so much about your people. I wanted to make sure that the people had water in time. Please show your strength. Please show your power of what is day and what is night, that was fulfilled in time." And when Nakdimon walked back out of the Beit HaMikdash, he saw the clouds clearing and the sun piercing through. It was still day. It was still okay with the time. And the Roman officer looked at him and said, "How great is your God? How great is your faith, your emunah? The wells are full and the sun is still shining." Just like Nakdimon took such good care of the Jewish people that were coming up to the Beit HaMikdash, and we learn all about that in Parshat Re'eh, in this week's Parsha, about being Ole L'Regel and coming up to the Beit HaMikdash on these special days, I hope that we, in our lives, every single day, could be thinking about, what can I do to help another person? Just like Nakdimon was so caring about the needs of all of the people. And when he was born, his name wasn't Nakdimon Ben Gurion. His name was just Ben Gurion. The reason why he got the name Nakdimon is because the word Nikdira burst through, pointed through that little opening in the cloud. The sun came through. Nakdimon cared so much about the needs of other people and had such strong emunah in Hashem that Hashem made that special miracle happen for him. And every time we say the name Nakdimon Ben Gurion, it could be a reminder to each of us about the importance of looking out for the good of other people and believing in Hashem. Shabbat Shalom to all.